Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. During the show, during the last hour, Emma Louise and Q and Jen Eric all brought in such beautiful energy, and now there's a light. There's actually a beautiful light of a light glow within the studio, and I've always told the studio people here that if they wanted to save electricity, they would simply invite just more angels into the studio, and the whole place would light up in this beautiful glow. So I know we have angels here today. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better place. I firmly believe in the power of intention and prayer. And so if you could, please send lots of love and light to Emily, a friend of mine here in Seattle. I know your beautiful love, light, and positive energy will really help her. Tomorrow, on Saturday, May 18th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., I'll be attending the Tacoma Psychic Fair at 5405 South Puget Sound Avenue in Tacoma, Washington. It's just off of 56th at that location at 5405 South Puget Sound Avenue. I'll be having copies of my book, which I'll be discussing here shortly, called Messages from the Masters. The event is free, and I hope you can all come. I wanted to also mention Denise Bartlett is one of the sponsors of this program, and she's a wonderful person who offers hotter water, healing, and life coaching sessions in the Portland, Oregonian area. She creates customized water healing products with structured water. She also has water workshops, and her website is www.highhotto.com. She's also a certified hotto instructor, and I urge you to contact her if you'd like to try wonderful water healing products. She can be reached at area code 425-306-6316 or emailed at denisebarrett@highhotto.com. That's D as in David, E-N, S in Nancy, I-S, period, B as in boy, A-R-R-E-T-T at highhotto.com. And with that, we were talking about, briefly, I wanted to tell you, I have another person in the studio who just walked in, Minerva. Minerva Hansen, could you give your name to my audience, please?
Hi, everybody. This is Minerva Hansen.
Okay, Minerva. And, I didn't get your full bio before going on air. So could you tell us a little bit about kind of work you do, especially with the structured water?
Absolutely. I'm an acupuncturist.
Okay.
By skill. And my practice evolved into also imprinting water frequencies.
How interesting. Now, is your office here in Bellevue, or where is it located?
I'm located in Woodinville.
Oh, Woodinville. Mm-hmm. That's a nice little town.
It is. It's beautiful.
Okay. And for those of you listening outside the United States, that's Woodinville, Washington, about 20 miles from here. Mm-hmm. Do you have a website where people could visit you, maybe?
Absolutely. My website is www.hadohealth.com. That's HADO health.com.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. And do you have a phone number you'd like to give out for people?
Absolutely. It's 425-466-3505.
Now, acupuncture is pretty interesting. I know at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in April, I had a doctor from the Bahamas named Dr. Kyra Rocha, one of the world's most famous acupuncturists. And he's amazing, really. I really liked Cairo, a good man. And how long did it take you to learn acupuncture? Did it take you a long time?
It was a 3.5 years master's degree program.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
They teach it here in the area?
Yes, I went to Vassar University, which is in Kenmore, about 25 minutes away from here.
Sure. Wonderful. Wonderful. And you also do structured water, too?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Well, that fits in with the theme of this program. Of course, we do a lot of shows on the Emoto Project and everything. But that's fascinating. Well, Minerva, I want to thank you so much for coming into the studio and being here on time. I know sometimes the traffic is not the greatest. Could you give out your website again to people?
Absolutely. It's www.hadohealth.com.
Okay. All right. Well, Minerva's a wonderful person. I know her personally, and she does wonderful work. So if you'd like to try out her wonderful water products or her acupuncture, please visit her website. And what's your phone number again so people can call you?
425-466-3505.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Minerva. And you're welcome to give out an email address, too, if you like.
Sure. It's my name, Minerva, at hadohealth.com. That's M-I-N-E-R-V-A.
Okay. Great. Great. You're welcome to hang out in the studio. I've got another full hour of guests, or you can wait outside. Either way is fine. Is fine. With that, I'd like to bring up my next topic for the next half hour on Thursday, June 13th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. I'll be giving a presentation called Messages from the Masters at Watkins Bookstore in London, England. The Watkins Bookstore is the most famous and well-known spiritual bookstore in Europe, and I hope you can come. It's a free presentation, and I'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. Then the following week, on Thursday, June 20th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., Michiko Hayashi, the director of the Emoto Project in Tokyo, will also be giving a presentation at Watkins Books in London. That, again, is also free. She'll have the children's books there as well. Michiko, are you there today? We'll try to get you on from Tokyo. Michiko, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Ted. Hello, everyone. I'm here. Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, good. Glad you could make it on. We've got about 20 or 30 minutes to play with in terms of our time. And so I'll talk a little bit about my presentation, and then we'll lead into your work with Dr. Emoto. And then during the last part of this hour segment, we'll talk about Mount Shasta and some of the healings, miracle healing, literal miracle healings, which have occurred there in the past. And I'll be going back again to Mount Shasta this year again from July 2nd to July 8th, 2019, and also from September 5th to the 11th, 2019. The cost is only $200 per person, and I hope you can come. Well, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. It started my path on writing this book. It was a book that I published last year called Messages from the Masters. And I want you to all think about this question. Have you ever wondered what the masters of the past would say about what's happening today? Well, they may not be removed as far as you think. They're very much aware of what's happening in the world today, and they want to share their knowledge with us from the other side. When I first started this book, this topic back in, it was a little over 4 years ago, and I'd been working all day on my radio show in February of 2015 at a local library in Olympia, Washington, just south of Seattle. And I was wondering what Professor Albert Einstein would say about what's happening with today's world events and how he would recommend we approach things. And so I was thinking about him all day, and I was walking outside of the library, and it was one of those beautiful kind of a late winter, early spring day where it just been raining. The sun was coming through the trees, and you could see this beautiful sunlight everywhere. And I was walking toward this grove of trees to my car, when I suddenly heard this voice in my head saying, "I hear you want to talk to me." I looked around and I thought, nobody's around. And I thought, I didn't think I was crazy, because I'd been talking to the other side at that point for about 20, 21 years. So it's normal for me to talk to the other side. And sometimes I will hear voices from different spirits in my head. And so I said, "Who's this?" And he said, the entity said, "This is Albert Einstein." I said, "I better sit down." So I sat down in this park bench. And so for the next 3.5 hours, we talked. And by the time through the afternoon, it started getting dark. And so I asked him about his life and what had happened with him with the atomic bomb. And the very interesting thing he said, that if he had to do it all over again, he would have stayed being a clerk in a clerk's office in Switzerland, because he never would have made a bomb of destruction to destroy humanity. Instead, he said he would have created a bomb of love, where it would completely envelop the planet in a beautiful glow of love and light. And that's what he really wanted to impart now, to make up for his research, which led to the atomic bomb back in the late 30s and 40s. He also felt he was kind of used as a pawn during World War II to create this bomb. And after the bomb, after he created the bomb, he was horrified at what had happened with it, of course, and killing all those innocent people in Japan after World War II, and in Hiroshima and in Nagasaki. One of the people, after we talked for a number of hours, I found out that my soul had actually, we were both related in part of the same soul family. And he had split off to Switzerland in the late 19th century, and I ended up coming to the United States. But anyway, it's a long story. After that, we discussed our life paths and everything. And after that, he said, "Would you like to meet my friends?" And I said, "Well, your friends are my friends." And so He introduced me first to Leonardo da Vinci, and one of the first questions I asked Mr. Da Vinci is how he was able to draw these incredibly accurate depictions of like submarines and airplanes and human, and especially all these different technological devices in the future. And he said, very simple, Ted. He said, I simply did a lot of astral travel going into the future as to what was going to happen. And then he traveled at night during his sleep. He meditated and would go into the future and then bring these things back and then draw them. He's a very talented artist. And after we talked for a while, he said, would you like to meet my friends? And I said, sure. So with that, he introduced me to Senator Robert F. Kennedy. And I had a lot of questions on with Bobby Kennedy on what happened during his assassination, who was responsible. He said that Sirhan didn't actually kill him. There was another fellow, another guard behind him who was actually hired, was a CIA agent who actually shot him in the back of the neck. And that evidence was hidden by the morgue at the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. And there was a lot of pressure put on him by Lyndon Baines Johnson to cover up the murder. And unfortunately, it was covered up. The perpetrator was never prosecuted, of course, for his crime, but he'll have to make that up, swear that with God later after he passes on. But with that, I said, I'd love to talk to your brother, President Kennedy. And he said he's right here. And so since that time, I've been talking to President Kennedy and many other spirits about what's in store for us for the future. Back in February of 2015, there was still a lot of negativity about our future, especially about a possible war with North Korea. But President Kennedy told me emphatically back in 2015 and 16 that we would not get into a nuclear war with North Korea, and that we would negotiate eventually a peace treaty with North Korea. And President Kennedy at that time was actually helping with that behind the scenes. And he said that both President Trump and Kim Jong-un were very aware of his presence back then. And so he told me to keep it quiet. It's okay now, he says, to talk about it. But he is working behind the scenes in creating world peace. He says he's never stopped being our president since his assassination on November 22nd, 1963. And he's still here helping us from the other side. Other spirits I've talked to since that time has been Dr. Masaru Emoto. Mahatma Gandhi came to me several years ago, as well as Nikola Tesla. I've been speaking with President Dwight D. Eisenhower on many subjects since 2015, as well as I've been in constant contact with the Galactic Alliance and Zora from the Hollow Earth. Basically, they all say that we're souls inhabiting a physical body. We inhabit bodies to learn lessons in this Earth school in order to ascend, and we're all like students in different classes. Some are young, some are old souls, some are new souls, and some are very, very old souls who've come back here to planet Earth to help humanity ascend. President Kennedy said that if he had lived in the early 60s and not been assassinated, we would now be in a much higher dimension, and our longevity would have tripled to at least 300 to 400 years, we would have gotten rid of most diseases here on the planet, and we would have free energy, which is amazing. He said that there's no reason at all why we can't have free energy now, but eventually these things will happen. And he said that because it's the destiny of this planet to ascend, that we are in the process of ascending now, and there's nothing really that can be done to stop it. One of the reasons Earth has waited a long time to ascend. It's the destiny of this planet to ascend. And he's told me many times that planet Earth decided to start ascension process on her own without waiting for us. And that process actually began, according to many, in September 2016. And for those of you who'd like to measure it, the vibration of this planet is called the Schumann Resonance. Back in September of 2016, the resonance of planet Earth was at 7.8 hertz. During that month in September 2016, the resonance doubled to 13.8 hertz. And since that time, it's gone over 1,000 hertz. What was interesting is that back several months ago, there are several places on the planet which exceeded 500 hertz and actually exceeded 528 hertz. 528 hertz is actually the frequency of love. So it's actually we're entering a a love vibration on the planet. And what does this all mean? Well, what this means is that there's not going to be any World War III, no Armageddon. Of course, we're going to have many challenges, and we still do. But things are turning around, and I want everyone to know that we have a very bright and beautiful future ahead of us. And this leads to my next topic about the power of vibration and the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. In 1999, Dr. Emoto took a bottle of radioactive water, and he pasted a beautiful love and gratitude water crystal on the bottle with the words love and gratitude on the bottle. And for those of you interested, within 48 hours, guess what happened? All the radiation in the water had completely disappeared, what he found is that the water had resonated with the higher frequencies of love and gratitude in the bottle. And imagine what you could do with the radiation of Fukushima if TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, simply wrote on love and gratitude on the nuclear reactors at Fukushima, and all the radiation should disappear within 48 hours. Theoretically, you could use the same technique with the radioactive storage areas at Hanford here in eastern Washington and in the United States. They still have radiation left over from the atomic bomb manufacturers since World War II. And they try very hard to keep the radiation under lids, under control, but some of it does leak into the environment, especially the Columbia River. What a simple thing that Dr. Emoto discovered, and it could be used to help clean it up. All of these great spirits say that we are all powerful spiritual beings destined to evolve into the higher dimensions. And if we make the right choices, and I know we will, we can and will create a much better and harmonious planet, a planet free of conflict and war where we can live as one. We all have the spark of the supreme being, the prime creator of God within us, all of us. And in that sense, we are all one, regardless of our creed, race, or culture. Once we realize we are one, the wars, negativity, and conflict currently on this planet will be completely disappeared. But we have a very bright and beautiful future. I am in the book, former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer wrote the foreword to my book, and I've been so blessed by his help. But I think I've talked enough now. For those of you interested in a copy of the book, you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and includes a free brief reading. And with that, I'd like to welcome Michiko Hayashi, who's the director of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. And she'll also be giving a presentation on what she calls messages from water. Michiko, tell us a little bit about your work and about your children's books, please.
Okay. Hi, Ted. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that I can talk about this message from water in London. It's going to be my first time to do that. The message from water is that what Dr. Emoto wrote in 2005, just after he gave his speech at the United Nations headquarters in New York, to educate all people, especially children, about the truth of water and how powerful love and gratitude is. When we all learn, and water is showing how everything is consciousness, how everything is vibration in forms of water crystals. He discovered, he was a doctor of alternative medicine for many years and healed more than 10,000 people using his vibrational machine called Hado machine that we continue to use them to help people. But while he was doing that, he discovered that everything has its own intrinsic vibration, and that that water was carrying the vibration, or water has memory and carries the information. And with water, we can heal people and we can heal everything. And so he started to take crystals from water and showing different words, or emitting our consciousness, or showing different pictures, also letting water listen to music. Then he discovered that all the beautiful energy, or the vibration the water creates, beautiful crystals from such beautiful vibrations of words or thoughts or emotions or pictures, even pictures of anything, and music. But if when we show a negative or ugly pictures or words or music to water, water cannot create beautiful crystals. That happens at the molecular level. So this was a very important discovery that Dr. Emoto had. And most importantly, he discovered that water is deeply, deeply connected with our consciousness. Everybody has our emotions every day, thoughts every day, like 50,000 to 70,000 times. And out of these almost 70,000 times that we think every day or emotions occur, how many percent is positive and beautiful? Well, because we are human beings and we are still learning to be a perfect people or positive beings. So a lot of times we have negative emotions or go into a negative state. But when we learn from this message from water, we learn that we are water, and water is showing that we should always be a positive state, and we especially love and gratitude. When we are loving gratitude is more like yin and yang energy, and that they are correlated to each other. Mm-hmm. When we are in love, love is giving energy. It's a beautiful, most beautiful energy that we can have. We should be loving ourselves at first, and then we will be feeling grateful always. Then this combination of love and gratitude creates a beautiful energy. And because we are energetic beings, like torrents, so we are affecting everything else, everybody else around us. And when we are in the state of loving gratitude, everything around us, because we are water and there's water in the air, that creates beautiful, beautiful environment and also beautiful health within us too. So the children's book that Dr. Emoto created was called The Message from Water. And through that book, showing many different beautiful crystals from water, of waters from different words, different music, different pictures, and also thoughts and intentions or consciousness. And of course, love and gratitude. Children can learn how we are water, how this planet Earth is also water, and that we want to be kind and positive and compassionate, and use positive words and positive thoughts, and be kind and compassionate to everyone, everything, because we are water. We are part of this earth, and we are, this shows that we are oneness. We are one. No one is any better than anyone else. No one is less important than anyone else. We are equal, and we are doing our own role. And so when children learn about this, they will learn to be kind and work in harmony with everyone else, everything else on earth. So this is the children's book, and this is the message from water that I will be giving my presentation at the Watkins Books on the 20th of June between 6:30 and 7:30.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Michiko. We really, really appreciate it.
Sure.
There's a lot here, and the world is changing, and things are getting so much better than they have been.
Oh, yes. And I can feel it too.
Yeah. And the vibrations are going much, much higher than they have ever been in history. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been on this planet about 52,000 years or 720 lifetimes, and I've waited a long time for this event to happen. Many spirits actually who are present here on the planet today actually were here as well during the Atlantean times, 12,500 years ago. And during that time, of course, the Atlanteans ended up blowing up much of the planet with their quest for domination. Unfortunately, they were experimenting with crystalline and nuclear technology, and they ended up blowing up much of the planet. And there were many light workers, like many people listening to this show today, whether they realize it or not, but they have a past life back then, where we all tried to stop the destruction of planet Earth, but we failed. This time, however, the tide is on our side. The tide turned actually in September 2016, things are getting better. It's like the old Beatles song, things are getting better all the time. Well, I think it is getting better all the time.
Everybody is here. I mean, we were supposed to be here to work together in at this time. So we're so lucky that we're here all together, even though we don't, probably some people don't know each other, but we're still here for this meaningful time, mm-hmm. and significant time that we're changing at this change of the earth and the universe. It's a beautiful, beautiful time. And so this is really important that we should be feeling this beautiful energy vibration. We should be knowing that our thoughts are reality, and that right. our thoughts are creating reality, changing this earth. I mean, collectively. Yeah. So when one person realizes that or know it and feel it, then everybody else changes it. We're just like a magnet. So, you know, we're here all together to do it together, work together.
Well, and we all ask to be present during this time, too. I'm told that, you know, sometimes life is hard here on planet Earth, but we all chose to be here at this time in human mm-hmm. history. So enjoy it the best you can, because these are the final days of third dimension before we shift into the fourth and then quickly into the fifth. I'm looking at, my guides tell me another somewhere between three or four years before we shift into the fourth and then into the fifth dimension. And so it'll be a very high vibrational planet. And with that, that leads me to my next segment of the program about Mount Shasta.
Wonderful.
But Michi, could you give out your website, please, how people could support the Emoto Project and how to contact
okay.
you for children's
yeah,
books?
Yeah, Emoto Peace Project. Yes, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. My website is www.emoto, E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. Okay. And my email address is Hayashi, H-A-Y-A-S-H-I, at Hado, Hado.com. And one announcement. Could I give one announcement?
Sure, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. We are celebrating the 20th anniversary from the very first publishing date of Message from Water that Dr. Emoto wrote in 1999. This year, on the 1st of June, pretty soon. And we are going to celebrate this 20th anniversary on the 8th of December in Japan, in Tokyo. And Dr. Gerald Pollack will be here and give his keynote speech about fourth phase of water, because at the fourth phase of water, that shows that water has memory. And it just convinces that message from water is the truth. And so anyone, we're having a lot of people from all around the world, and everyone is welcome to be here on that day to celebrate Message from Water, the 20th anniversary of Message from Water with us.
Wonderful, wonderful. And for more information, what website do they go to?
Please contact me by email. At Hayashi, Hayashi, at Hado, Hado.com.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
Thank
Michi.
You.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this about your work and the Emoto Project, and we really appreciate
Emoto Peace Project.
Emoto Peace Project, yeah. And thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming on today. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much, Ted. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michi. All righty.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. And my next topic actually is talking about these Mount Shasta trips. I've been going to Mount Shasta every year now since 2016. And I'll be returning to Mount Shasta again twice this year, from July 2nd to July 8th, and again from September 5th to the 11th. Mount Shasta is a very special, magical place where miracle healings do occur from the Talosians and the beautiful people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. My first time I went to Mount Shasta was in August of 2015. I had given a series of presentations at a UFO conference there in the Mount Shasta area, and I was camped out in the Mount Shasta, next to the Mount Shasta Mountain, when early one morning, about 5 a.m., I was transported on the astral plane from my tent site to the Hollow Earth, about 100 miles beneath Mount Shasta, to the city of Telos. Now, Telos is a very interesting city. It's a fifth dimensional city, and people may say, what does fifth dimension mean? There is a total of 12 different dimensions, I'm told, with 12th dimension being where the supreme being or God is, and we exist here in the third dimension here on planet Earth. The fourth dimension's time, and the fifth dimension is a higher dimensional physical reality, if you will, where we are headed right now. In fifth dimension, most communication is done telepathically, intuitively, from person to person, and people live far longer. They live an average of about 1,000 years or more than we do now. The history of Lemuria is a very interesting history. About 12,500 years ago, there were several different civilizations here on the planet. There was the Atlantean civilization in the Atlantic Ocean. There was also a Lemurian civilization and another civilization called Mu out in the Indian Ocean. The Mu and Lemurian civilizations were very, very high vibration. They were fifth-dimensional civilizations. But during this time, about 12,500 years ago, the Atlanteans tried to dominate both the Lemurians and the people of Mu by having this war. They were playing with crystalline and nuclear technology, and they ended up destroying much of the planet. The Lemurians got a late notice that the Atlanteans were using weapons against them, and fortunately, some of them were able to escape. Unfortunately, only 25,000 escaped, and they escaped to caverns underneath Mount Shasta in Northern California, what is now Northern California underneath Mount Shasta. They've been there ever since. They've left us pretty much alone, but they exist in a fifth-dimensional capacity. When I was there in the astral state in August of 2015, all the men and women wore these white robes, and the men had long beards, and they all communicated mind to mind telepathically. When there's a lot of vegetation in the Hollow Earth, there's a lot of like trees and forests and flowers and rivers too, just like we have up here on the surface. But the colors are much more vibrant. If you look at a red flower or a red rose, and they have red roses in Telos, the colors are very, very vibrant. If you've ever gone to high in the Rocky Mountains here in the United States, or Ladakh or Tibet in that area of the world, you'll have the same thing at about 9 or 10,000 feet elevation. All the flowers are very vibrant in color. They're very, very bright, very, very bright in color. Their greens are greener, their blues are bluer, their reds are redder, the yellows are yellower. And they actually have an artificial sun in the Hollow Earth as well. It makes a kind of a golden yellow color. Our sun is more silver, but their color there is more golden yellow color. And the other thing too, when you realize when you're down there, is that there's no shadow. You don't have a shadow like you have up here. It takes some time to get used to, but they're here to help us. They keep pretty much to themselves, but they started coming up to the surface a lot more back in March of 2011. Of course, back in March of 2011, that's when Fukushima happened. And the problem with Fukushima for the people of Telos is that they get most of their oxygen in the Hollow Earth from two big holes, one at the North Pole and one at the South Pole. And they suck in this air for their own uses underneath the surface of the planet. But it's a problem because if our air gets polluted with radiation from Fukushima, their air gets polluted as well from radiation. And so they started coming up to the surface back in March of 2011. But one thing that happened during the time from 2011 to 2014, they started coming out, and they have technology that's tens of thousands of years ahead of us. They started cleaning up the radiation around the planet. One of the things that happened with me back in the spring of 2014 is that our Earth scientists said that there was a huge plume of radioactive water coming to us from Fukushima across the Pacific from Japan, and it was due to hit the west coast of the United States in the spring of 2014. So in April of 2014, I went out and took water samples of the water here off of Seattle and off of another place on the Oregon coast, and I sent it to laboratories in the state of California and in Wisconsin and had it tested for radiation. The amazing thing that happened after I had those tests done is that the radiation had completely disappeared. And from talking to my friends in the Hollow Earth and the Galactic Alliance, they had come in and cleaned it up, and they're continuing to clean it up now. So that's why we don't have a radiation problem. We don't. It's not affecting the North American West Coast now in Canada and the United States. There is some radiation, of course, leaking from Fukushima in Japan, and they're leaving some of that there to teach us a lesson not to use nuclear technology again, because they tell me that outside of planet Earth, nuclear technology is completely illegal, and because it's so destructive, and it's doesn't there's no good reason for it. But the Lemurians and the people of Telos underneath Mount Shasta, they have UFOs, and when you go to Mount Shasta, there's several places in the mountain where you can drive up to the top, and you can actually see the UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta during the night. I'm not making any of this up. There's lots of witnesses. You simply go to the top of the mountain, you drive up, you can get not all the way to the top, but pretty close, and you just spend a night there looking, and you'll see these craft going in and out all the time. It's much like Ysetti Ranch down with James Gillian in Southwest Washington with Mount Adams. Except in at Mount Shasta, it's all over the mountain. You see this phenomenon all the time. We also see lots of Sasquatch going in and out around the area. The Sasquatch, according to my galactic friends, were created about 300,000 to 400,000 years ago. They are actually a hybrid between a giant sloth and a benevolent extraterrestrial human that was created interdimensionally to go to interdimensional travel and existence. They use that as a base to upgrade the planet and to create a species here that would eventually become an advanced civilization. Well, it hasn't worked out quite the way that they wanted to, but the Sasquatch still are here, and they're very benevolent. And one of the people who was with me back in 2017, a lady named Tammy from Minnesota, her legs were healed. I've mentioned this before in my show, but she had come to the campground late one night in September of 2017. She'd driven in a van, a camper van. She parked her van about 10 p.m. that night, went to sleep at 2 a.m. in the morning. She felt the presence of Sasquatch circling around her van, and the Sasquatch contacted her telepathically and asked her whether she wanted to have a healing. She said yes, she would love a healing. And so the next thing she knows, this is what she told me firsthand, the top of the van, the very roof of the van opens up, and she's beamed aboard an extraterrestrial craft from the Hollow Earth, where doctors from the Hollow Earth gave her a new set of legs. And then they beamed her back aboard her van again. This is just like a Star Trek movie. But beamed her board back on the craft again. She was done by about 4 o'clock in the morning, fell asleep. And the next morning she woke up and she was running around the campsite, and she kept saying, "They've healed me, they've healed me, they've healed me." Well, I thought mistakenly that she was high on drugs, but I was able to catch up with her finally after running around the campsite with her. And she said that they'd given her a new set of legs, and she told me the whole story. And she's been having a great set of legs ever since that time, is able to walk around just fine. My own self, in September last year, in 2018, I had blurry farsighted vision, 20/50 vision in my right eye from sunburning my eye when I was in college over 40 years ago. And so one night, my friend Jason Armstrong from Vancouver, Canada, was on the trip, and he said Adama wanted to talk to me. So he did talk to me that night in my sleep. And he said, you can see things now crystal clear spiritually. And then he asked me if I wanted a healing to restore my physical eyesight as a result of that. And so I said, yes. So he restored my eyesight. And the next morning when I woke up, I looked around the campsite and I saw these beautiful trees and I could see everything crystal clear in both eyes. And the eyesight is still crystal clear, 20/10 in both. And so miracles do happen. Jason himself had worn glasses for about 25 years. And when he was meditating at this rock, which is an entrance to the hollow earth, Adama came to him and asked him if he as well would like a healing with his eyes. And he said yes. And so Adama, who's the high priest of Telos, gave him a healing. And after that, he threw his glasses away. And what was funny is that when he went back to Vancouver to be with his wife and kids, he didn't tell his wife, who's more third dimensional. But one day, one night at the dinner table, his two young children, about, I don't know, they're 6 and 8, 9 years old, they said, Daddy, you're not wearing glasses anymore. How come? His wife suddenly realized that Jason had not been wearing any glasses for some time. And he said that the angels had healed him. Anyway, so that's a true story. Then in another true story that happened was in September of 2016, a lady from Colorado, a television producer, and her husband had come on the trip, and she had had fibromyalgia for many years, for about 20 plus years. And she was sick and tired, she told me, of being on oxycodone and all these painkillers. And so finally, she asked for help from the Telosians, and they brought her inside, and she was completely healed of her fibromyalgia. And so that was another story. And then finally, another story, a fellow from Austria, a man who had Lou Gehrig's disease, did some healing. They also did a healing with him as well and got rid of his disease completely. After he was healed, he ran off. We were all meditating for him. Adama came in, healed his legs, and he had a lot of problems walking. If you know about the history of Lou Gehrig's disease, there's a lot of problems people have walking. Anyway, they healed his disease, and he ran back to his car about a mile away, mile and a half away, and everybody was astounded because he couldn't walk before, absolutely couldn't walk, and now he was completely healed. But we are all powerful here, spiritual healings healers, and if you want to go, the cost is only $200 per person, includes free camping. Just send me an email if you're interested to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'm very honored to have my good friend Billy Woodward on. He is from the Hollow Earth, and his dad, Zora, is also from the Hollow Earth as well. And I always enjoy talking to Billy because he speaks from a kind and compassionate viewpoint of humanity. He's always trying to help people, and he's one of the most wonderful people I know. Billy, how are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, fine. Fine, Billy. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. You have a special little prayer for people that goes something like 5-4-3-2-1. I receive from the God within me if you're a man, or I receive from the goddess within me if you're a woman, help with, you can name something, healing for something. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how we are all special, powerful spiritual beings and healers, Billy?
Of course. Well, understand, you know, even in your Bible, it talks about the gifts that the Creator gave you. And in the beginning, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness and with our powers and abilities. That's in the Dead Sea Scroll.
Oh, wow.
In plain Hebrew. It's written right there.
Wow.
And of course, that wasn't put in your American Bibles because, you know, it wouldn't have been accepted. And
right.
So, but in reality, you are all gods and goddesses. You are all healers. Every single one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody needs to be sick. Period. So basically, whenever we witness, we do what is called a healing over the phone, we simply remind people that they are gods and goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have them to say after we say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive, and then they say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
Mm-hmm.
Depending whether they're male or female, god or goddess, that is the way you are. That's what you have always been.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as a non-god on earth. Period.
Wow. You know, I always feel so empowered whenever I hear that. And when we speak on the phone, you often, and your father too, Zora, will say, how will you be, master? And I appreciate you saying that and honoring humanity so much, Billy, with that compliment.
Yes, I know. And, of course, you know, you can call me by my real name, which is Zorea.
Okay.
Make it better than Billy, because I'm moving more toward my official name.
Sure. Okay. So, all right, Zorea. Okay. All right.
So I'm going back to that.
Okay.
And of course, you know, the RV, the revaluation of currency, the Saint Germain Trust, which is already in the process of being distributed. RV is the slang term for the global currency reset. That's also about to unfold. It would have unfolded last night around 12:01, but there was a glitch. There was some bankers that got into a who's the boss match, mm-hmm, in Switzerland, and so that's what stopped it last night. But we could go today. We could get our numbers today, or even as early as tonight. So, if you haven't got your plan together, I suggest you do it. If you have some humanitarian projects, and you have Zimbabwe currency, then you want to have that. You want to do at least a 1 or 2 page summary of every project that you want to accomplish. And also, the rates for the ZEM are 1.57 to a parity to each Zimbabwe dollar. So, and you're looking at if you multiply 1.57 times 100 trillion, what do you get?
You get a lot of money, Billy. Azaria.
You get a lot of money.
You get a lot of money. Well,
right.
Well,
and the best part about it is, they've now cleared it completely. No zeros lopped off. Period. None.
So a 100 trillion Zimbabwe note would be worth $1.57 trillion, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
And you can negotiate all the way up to quadrillion.
Wow.
For a 100 trillion note.
It boggles the mind, frankly.
Yes, I know. But also understand that you're looking at a digital currency,
mm-hmm,
a digital account. In your banks or in your financial institutions, your account will be digital, and you'll have a card issued to you, a card that will have, depending on what card it happens to be,
mm-hmm,
you will have unlimited funds on that card.
Oh, wow.
So you will have, you'll have debit cards also issued to you that will have up to $150,000 on each card.
Wow. Now,
and that's about to occur. That's coming about as well. And that's what we're really looking forward to that.
Wow. Wow.
But when it getting back to healing,
yeah.
If you have anything wrong with you, you simply, I would simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive, and then everyone else out there can go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive, as they from the god or goddess of my being, depending on your sexual orientation,
mm-hmm.
you can say, I am completely healed of, I'm healed of cancer, I'm healed of AIDS, I'm healed of whatever.
Sure.
And you are healed.
You know,
period.
I want to tell my audience, for those who are skeptical about this, that I saw you do that for people. You help people with that back in, I think it was in April, no, March, or I think it was 16 or 17, you were at my conference, Galactic Wisdom Conference, and I saw you do that for people, and you did heal.
That was in April, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was April, yeah, March or April, yeah, a couple of years ago, and I saw you do that. Firsthand, I saw you do that, Billy, and you were amazing. And you know what? You didn't charge anybody anything. You just did that as to be of service.
Healing is free.
Healing is free. Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't have to charge someone
right.
to receive a healing. That's crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And of course, my father doesn't charge anyone for healing.
Of course, yeah.
And he heals people right over the phone.
Sure. Absolutely.
And when he goes to a meeting, he heals them in person.
Wow. That's wonderful.
So,
that's wonderful.
And very, it's not set in stone yet, but I may be going to the Chicago area on the 29th of this month.
Okay. Okay.
It's not set in stone yet, but
okay.
If the RV does release and we get the 800 numbers,
right.
I will be going to Chicago on the 29th.
Okay. Can people contact you by email or phone or go to your website?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What's your website, Billy, so people can contact you if they need to?
B as in boy, Z as in zebra, J as in Jane, RAIMPARTNERS at gmail.com.
Okay.
So that would be bzjrainpartners@gmail.com.
Okay, great. We've got about 3 minutes left, Billy, and I know that you have a very unique perspective on what's happening in the world today. Briefly, what do you see happening, good things happening this year? We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Well, what I see happening is the med beds will be coming out.
Med beds, okay.
Yes, actually celestial chambers.
Okay.
And James called me. I'll have to call her back. But, and the celestial chambers will be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Germain Trust will be released to everyone. And the global currency reset will be going off as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, if you haven't got your trust put together, go ahead and get a trust and get a wealth manager. Get to get everything set up because this is happening, people. It's not a guess. It's not a joke. It's not a scam. It's going.
Okay.
It's
all right.
As we speak.
All right. Great, Billy. Well, you know something, my friend. You always have some amazing insights, and I just want to thank you so much for sharing that, Billy. You and your father do beautiful work, and Jane does too. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, absolutely. And just remember that when my father puts it, you know, you're all gods and goddesses. Let no one say otherwise.
Okay. Wonderful.
And claim your royalship. Claim your godhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are powerful beings.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power to heal all manner of sickness, no matter what it is.
Right.
The power is in your hands.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Billy, again. Say hi to Jane for me and your wonderful father, too. And thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you have yourself a good day.
Okay, thank you, Billy, so much. I'll be returning to Mount Shasta July 2nd to July 8th this year, and again from September 5th to the 11th. It includes free dry camping. For those interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is only $200 per person, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. I hope you've enjoyed today's radio show. Next week, we'll be having from the Celestine, the author of the Celestine Prophecy on, as well as Simon Parks will be here next week. I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening today. Bye-bye. He comes.